treatment program, do 12-step programs, AA, NA, whether they have intervention of loving friends and families, whether they hit bottom, whether they get afraid enough or inspired enough to stop, they all stop exactly by the same method. What is it? They just stop. They don't just stop once, they stop 1,000 times. Every time they feel compelled that their thoughts or feelings are saying, you need to do this, take it again, have another drink, whatever it is. No matter what process they go through to get to that point, it always ends up the same place. Just stop. Don't do it. 12-step programs for many, a substance abuse, other difficulties in life are often our entryway into spiritual life, into finally confronting what we need to do. So the school of life has many different classrooms. There are people in prison who have stopped and dropped all the facade, all the pretense. They get pretty honest because there's nothing else left to do. They become like warrior monks. Everything can be used to lift and to serve. A chance to apply and reclaim our will. I'm going to ask you, and if you're listening to this tape in your car, I wouldn't recommend doing this now, but when you have a chance, I'd like you to do the following exercise. I'd like to give you the opportunity to experience what it's like to reclaim your will. What I'm going to describe to you as clearly as I can is you're going to take a particular stance, which is called by a Tai Chi master, a master of Tai Chi Chuan, a Chinese martial art. It's also a Qigong exercise, again, a Chinese healing art. He calls it the cosmic stance. He said once, if you love your parents, teach them the cosmic stance. If you want to give a gift to a friend, teach them the cosmic stance. If there's only one exercise you ever did, practice the cosmic stance. I want to teach it to you now. Would you stand on one leg, almost entirely on one leg? Now you're going to turn that leg. Your foot will be not directly forward. It will be 45 degrees to the side. So turn your foot slightly out. And put all your weight on that leg. Let your knee bend just slightly. Tuck your hips under. Imagine a string is pulling the back of your head up toward the ceiling. So your posture is going to be very straight, good posture. Hips tucked under, knee relaxed, not stiff. Your front leg will be there just for balance. The ball of your foot is barely touching the floor so that you could lift the front leg up or put it down without shifting your weight. Okay, it's just there for balance. The front foot is directly in front of your back heel. If there's a line from your back heel going directly forward, your front foot is on that line. So your feet make a kind of triangle from your heels out to your toes. Now, facing forward, I'm going to ask you to let your arms float up in front of your body and round the elbows out, fingers and thumbs pointing directly toward one another, about 4 inches between your fingertips, as if you're holding a big beach ball in front of your chest, not as high as your shoulders, but as high as your chest. Elbows out, big beach ball you're hugging. Now I'm going to ask you to hold that position. Breathing is very specific during this cosmic stance. Inhaling through the nose, exhaling any way you wish. Breathe slowly and deeply, more deeply than you normally breathe, but without any sense of strain. Breathe as deeply as you can. Now, some of you will already be feeling some discomfort in your shoulders or arms. If you are, you're not alone. Know this. The object, the goal, the challenge I'm putting to you is to hold your arms up as long as you possibly can during this exercise. Your mind will say, this hurts too much. Your body will say, this hurts. But let me assure you, this is a benign exercise. It's not related to your physical strength. It's related to the amount of tension you carry in your shoulders and back and arms. The more tension you chronically carry, the more discomfort you feel. I've seen football players try to do this, and the first time they try to do the cosmic stance, they're like in agony, And their arms drop back down after just, 30 seconds. And I've seen a young woman, tragically anorexic, just skin and bone, no muscle at all, hold this for half an hour. Because she didn't have much tension. This exercise is a healing exercise. Because it actually will burn through the tension you've carried, sometimes for years, and begin to release that tension stored underneath the shoulder blades, in the shoulders, and the arms. Even doing this once has a beneficial effect. So I'm sure right now, as you breathe slowly and deeply into your lower belly, feel your belly expand as you inhale. Feel your belly relax back in as you exhale. Breathing in slowly, deeply, breathing out slowly and deeply. Imagine there's energy flowing out of your right arm and into your left in a circuit going round and round through your arms and up and down your back, up through the top of the head and back down. Imagine or become aware of that energy. Right now, you may be more aware of that feeling in your leg or your shoulders. Sink into the leg. If it's uncomfortable, just sink down into it. And again, make this a challenge for yourself. See if you can keep the arms up despite the discomfort. It will not hurt you. On the contrary, it helps. You're burning through that discomfort, is burning through the tension in your body. And you'll notice this. It's measurable. What I'm going to ask you to do now, very slowly, is to shift your weight without moving your arms. Shift your weight to your opposite leg, foot turn 45 degrees out, the back foot, sink down into that leg. Your entire weight is on your back leg again, the opposite one now. The ball of the foot on the front foot is barely touching the ground for balance. The back of your head is being pulled up, tall, good posture, holding that beach ball,